Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:20. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825, and Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you, what's really frustrating me this morning is myself and most Americans, well, we have no clue what's going on out there. And I'm telling you, we're tired of being fed the smoke screens. Nobody can make a decision. And what's frustrating is, you know, social media and the media feed you so much that you really don't know what to believe what you're hearing anymore. And then Elon comes out and he goes against the big, beautiful bill. That just makes Americans back up and say, well, wait a minute, what are we missing? You know, we remember what we found in the Democrats' bill with LGBTQ training in Iran, and how much does the African hippo produce in milk, you know, just crazy stuff like that in their bill. And it just makes me frustrated that nobody can give you a direct answer of what's really going on. And I think the American people are tired of this. Man, I know I'm tired of it. Somebody needs to grab the reins of this runaway stagecoach and yank back on it. Let's get this thing back on the trail, man. Come on.
Whoa!
There you go.
Reconciliation, the way they're doing this, doesn't allow them to cut a lot of fixed stuff like Social Security, this right. Fixed spending stuff, because they're doing it through this reconciliation. And we'll ask Senator Scott more about that when he's on the air with us in about 10 or 15 minutes, okay? All right. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
It's who's bugging me, and who's bugging me is Biden's press secretary, Jean-Luc Pierre Cardin, or whatever her name is. These Democrat operatives remind me of rats trying to get off a sinking ship, except the rats don't stop to write a book on their way to the lifeboats. Thank you, Bob.
Well said. Yeah. Oh, that is funny. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is in reference to Trump's latest travel ban on the 12 nations and new restrictions on the other 7 nations. I think it's merely just a matter of a few days in the typical whack-a-mole federal circuit court judge fashion that probably James Bozo Burger is going to come out and put an injunction on this thing. And it's like, nope, they came in illegally, but you have to take them and keep them.
Yeah, no, it's you're probably right. It'll probably be a legal maneuver. Mm-hmm. All right, call in now for what's bugging you, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? My buddy, he won a lawsuit, and he was awarded some bucks. And guess what happened? Years ago, he was under Medicaid. And the federal government grabbed all the money. Now, just imagine, if you're on welfare and you end up getting off of welfare and you become successful, lo and behold, will the federal government grab some of your money to pay off when they were giving you welfare? Do they file a lien on everybody? About a guy in jail, and he comes up and he makes it. Should he have to pay for all the time he was in jail, the dollars and cents that it cost the government? And also these people who get the auto accidents.
Nope, we lost you there. But yeah, we get the gist of what you were saying for sure. Good morning, Alexis. What's bugging you?
Yeah, well, I just had a comment more than anything. I just wonder if, you know, Elon Musk with his, you know, pretty critical statements there, if maybe he's not playing a good cop, bad cop, which could help negotiate the terms of the big, beautiful bill.
I mean, look, anything is possible. A lot of damage was done to his company. He may have kind of circled the wagons with his inner circle and board of directors and all that. And they may have said, hey, you know, if we can find a way for you to politically push yourself away from Donald Trump, it would be much, much better for your business. And remember, you employ lots of people. Lots of people are counting on you. Lots of people invested in your company. So the stock price, you know, needs to be maintained. And perhaps that's part of it. I would find it odd if he didn't understand, you know, how the reconciliation process works. I mean, he's a very sharp guy. If I can start to understand it, he should be able to pick it up in, you know, five times as quick. So I'm not sure if it's what it all really means at the end of the day. Or is it just a matter of, look, I did all this hard work, and you're not using it. You're right. Not cutting this. But it's difficult to do that, apparently, within the provisions of the bill being a reconciliation bill, not a straight-up budget bill. There's some fixed cost that you cannot mess with. You have to do that separately. That's the best explanation I got, so that's what I'm sharing with you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's bugging you?
That Karine Jean-Pierre would have people believe that she is transformed from a paid liar to a decent human being. What a bunch of BS. God bless America.
Yeah, and all of a sudden she's an independent thinker when literally her job was being a parrot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the whole thing. I wish she was more honest and just said, look, I need some kind of cleansing, redemption.
Right.
I can't stand it that for the last 2 years I had to spew all the lies I had to spew to maintain a job. And I hope other people don't sell out the same way I did. And I'm looking for a path forward. And, yeah, I hope the American people forgive me for being representative of so many lies from that podium.
But that's not going to happen.
I kind of doubt it.
She bugs a lot.
If she did, I'd think about maybe looking at the book.
Yeah.
But no.
No. Not, especially if you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. No.
Coming up next, we are going to have a conversation with Senator Rick Scott. The big, beautiful bill. Is it big? Is it beautiful? Is it going to work? Or what's the outcome going to be if not? Details on the way as we converse with him next on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.